Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Joel and Natalie with your 8 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, an investigation into the unnamed graves of deceased Walston Mental Health Facility patients has commenced, bringing closure to the family members of those who have passed. Goodness Cemetery has more than 200 grave marks belonging to former patients of Walston Park, a mental health facility that closed in 2001, where previous patients have revealed their mistreatment when admitted into this facility. Professor Robert Bland has been appointed to lead this investigation, with his focus being to humour the decreased patients whilst working closely with the Queensland Mental Health Commission, who will review the processes of the closed facility.
The City of Moreton Bay Council have accused the Australian Bureau of Meteorology of not giving sufficient warnings, alerting in the last few days. A bomb warning was issued in areas that had them in the Morayfield, Woolworths and Red Dragon Martial Arts schools only after thunderstorms caused these businesses' roofs to cave in. Residents are saying that the warnings issued were broad and did not give people the sufficient information needed to prepare themselves.
In national news, regional news has suffered a huge loss after 166 news outlets closed across the state over the last 5 years due to declining audience members and revenue. Many regional newspapers have either stopped printing or moved to a subscriber-based digital platform, while regional television stations have been extensively consolidated. The chief executive of the Public Interest Journalism Initiative, Anna Draffin, said that during recent years, the role of regional news has been key in keeping the community informed and is an essential ingredient to a safe and functioning democracy.
The federal government is set to revise the South East Marine Parks Network Management Plan, which includes restrictions on gas and oil projects and expansion of sanctuary zones to protect marine life in Southeast oceans. The proposal would see the prohibition of offshore oil and gas drilling for the first time alongside 11 new no-take zones where fishing is banned. The Australian Marine Conservation Society areas manager Adele Paddle said the changes would be a victory for marine life and prevent them from vast extinction.
In international news, devastating news as Hurricane Milton has taken the lives of at least 10 people in Florida as millions of residents are left without power. Governor Ron DeSantis says that the state has avoided the worst-case scenario, though the damage caused was still significant. A large majority of the southern U.S. has experienced the worst force from the previous Hurricane Helene 2 weeks ago. It is expected that billions of dollars will be used to fix the damage.
And for your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It is currently 21 degrees with an expected maximum of 25. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 9, which is in the very high band. And that is all for your news for 8 a.m. folks. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au. Woo!